He has spent decades in the music biz, so if there's anybody who knows country music, it's Jim Ed Brown. He's joining us on the line today. Hello there, Mr. Brown.
Good morning to you. You are good. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Well, first off, I have to say congratulations. Such a long career in music, in a group and solo. We rarely see that type of success these days. You started out in the 50s. And the music industry really is different now, isn't it? It's changed quite a bit from when you started out at that small record label.
Well, it has changed an awful lot. You know, it's got to be big business. Whenever I started, you know, it was, most people did it because, you know, of their love of the business and just the fact that they wanted to get out, you know, go on stage and sing their songs. Today, you know, there's a lot more involved. You know, you've got a lot more people involved nowadays than you had back then, because I remember back then, if you just had somebody to book you, that was a pretty good deal. Nowadays, you got managers, all of those other things, and the recording business has changed a lot, you know, from the one-track machines that we had back then in the 54s to nowadays where you've got unlimited tracks, like, you know, so it's changed considerably.
And so, having just released this, I guess it's your first solo album in about 30 years. Your first solo album in 30 years. A lot has changed,
that's a long
though. It is. Now, but a lot has changed, as we were just saying. So, what was it like to go back into the studio compared to what it was like decades ago? Big change, I'm sure.
I was a nervous wreck, for one thing. No, I wasn't really. I've been singing, you know, all through the years, and I haven't stopped singing, put it that way. And I've been in the studio a few times, you know, doing different things, but just recording some things that I wanted to keep for myself. And I told my wife, I said, sweetheart, if something happens to me, then there are 75 songs here that somebody will come up and say, hey, have you got anything that Jim Ed hadn't released? And you can say, yeah, I've got 75 songs here. What do you give me for them?
And you know what's interesting, though, too, is you were talking about people recording for the love of the music. And that's actually what I found doing our country music show for the past few years, is that
Right. Country
music fans are so dedicated to the art. It's the realness of the country music that just brings everybody back, right? I'm sure you've experienced that over the years.
Isn't that great? You know, the fans are still there. The fans are still very strong. And through the years, if you had a group of fans that followed you, they followed you religiously. And I think they're still doing that today with, you know, with the Brad Paisleys and the Craig Morgans and all the others, you know, that are out there.
Let's talk about your new album that just came out. It's called In Style Again, right?
Yes. You know, I love that, Jeremy. That gave me the opportunity to go back and do some songs that I've been holding here for a long, long time. In fact, one album goes back to 67 or 68, right along there. And another one goes back into the 70s, whatever. I found a song over in Europe, and I brought it over here. Tried to get the Browns to go back in the studio with me at the time. But they said, no, we're retired. You go ahead and do it yourself. But I didn't. I just kept it. But anyway, it's called When the Sun Says Hello to the Mountain. But I got Bonnie back in. Maxine wanted to do it, but she couldn't travel for some reason at that particular time. So Bonnie came in and did her part as well as Maxine's part. But I think it's a great song, and I love it. You know, it's a throwback to the years of the Browns, which goes back into the 50s and the 60s and all. But I love that album. Helen Cornelius and I got to do a duet on it. And Vince Gill came in and surprised me and did a part on one of the songs. Jeremy, I had so much fun doing this. Don Cusick gave me the opportunity to do the song that I wanted to do, and boy, howdy, I just love it.
And I love talking to you. We've got to get back to the music. More with Jim Ed Brown coming up on Top of the Charts and The Open Road right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on Top of the Charts and The Open Road, speaking with Jim Ed Brown, legendary country music singer and Grand Ole Opry favorite as well, I have to say. We were talking in the last segment, though, about music that you've written years and years and years ago that you're just recording now.
If you wanted to build a career, you put a song out about every 3 months. But anyway, sometimes they'll put a song out once a year. You know, but they put the album out, and that says a lot, too.
Where do you get the energy to keep doing this? I mean, a new album and you're 80 years old, right?
feel like that. I tell everybody I'm 67. I don't know. I've always been pretty good. Whenever it comes to, you know, having energy and doing the things that I need to do. I still love to get out. I still love to hunt and fish. I do a lot of that. Little Jimmy Dickens and I went to Alaska a few times together, hunted and fished, you know. But we have places here in the States where we go all the time. But I love to get outdoors. I was raised out in the outdoors. I was raised in the logging and lumbering business. And I still love to get out there. And if you're going to get out there, you better have your energy up. Mm-hmm. I've kept it up pretty well.
For sure. And, you know, last year you were diagnosed with lung cancer, right? And that, it didn't seem to slow you down, because that was just late last year. And what's your bill of health now then?
Jeremy, for 4 months, I couldn't sing or anything. But I am now in remission. Thank the good Lord above. I am now in remission. And I've just found that out a couple of weeks ago. And, what a thrill that is. You know, if you want something to make you jump up and down and shout, that will do it right there. But that was not easy. It was lung cancer, and it was all wrapped all around my esophagus and some arteries and things in there. And the doctors told me at the time, they said, you know what you've got. And I said, yes, I know. And attack it as hard as you can. Let's get rid of it. And they did. They said, well, we're going to knock you down a few times. And they did that, too. But I am back now, and I'm getting my energy back. And, you know, I can tell anybody out there that if they want to, you know, if their attitude is right, they can beat any cancer that comes along. They just have to really work at it and aggressively attack it. And I've had some great doctors here, Jeremy. Thank the good Lord above. I tell you what. I didn't know that I had to get sick to find out that I had so many friends and fans, because all of the cards and the letters that they sent me, that was so uplifting and all, and to know that they were all praying for me. And, what a thrill.
Yeah,
what a thrill.
Absolutely. That's got to be really helpful to get through it all. And
yes, sir.
I can only imagine, well, I can't even really imagine what was going through your head when you get that sort of news. But do you remember what you first thought, though, aside from just get this thing?
I know that whenever they told me, there was a lady doctor that found it. And when she called me into her office and told me, she was crying. And I said, why are you crying? And she said, well, most people with this cancer don't make it. And I said, well, you can stop your crying, because I'm going to make it. And so we started. It was a fast-growing kind. It was small cell, fast-growing. And my doctors, they got on it. And boy, I'll tell you what, I did the chemo and radiation all right together, and it really wasn't fun.
No.
But you know, you have to take life as it comes to you. And I looked at that as just another bump in the road, which, you know, you have them every once in a while. But with the help of the man upstairs and all the prayers and all of my friends and family and all, you have to beat it. That's the only thing I can say. You just have to beat it.
Definitely the right attitude to have, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Okay, so the new CD is called In Style Again, right? And people can get it.
Yes, sir.
You have it online, and where can people get it?
iTunes and so many places. Wherever you find your music ordinarily, that's where you can go, and it should be there.
Oh, technology is a wonderful thing. A true country music.
That's the truth.
He's a legend, but he won't admit to it. Jim Ed Brown, thank you so much for joining us today.
Jeremy, what a pleasure it is to come in and chat with you. You've got my number. Please call me again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.